Hello, this is Dr. Janet Greenwood. Welcome to my website. I'd like to talk to you today about the intentional dialogue. This is the number one skill that we teach in Imago Relationship Therapy that helps people get out of that relationship struggle called the power struggle. And that's where people stay locked into that place of somebody's right and somebody's wrong, and they kind of stay in that circle, sometimes indefinitely. This is a powerful and yet not necessarily easy relationship skill to learn, but I'm going to give you a few basics. Now, obviously, ultimately, this is going to be better if you have a coach actually helping you through it, but I will give you the basics now to kind of understand, and maybe you can do some of this with your partner and practice a little bit. Okay, the first step of the intentional dialogue is first to mirror back what your partner has said. Now, this isn't just about parroting back what they're saying, because that's sort of easy. This is about mirroring back with the spirit of being open-hearted, with the curiosity of wanting to really understand what your partner's feeling, what they're thinking, where they're coming from. So it has to be, you have to be in a very calm and open place to do this. This cannot be done when you're feeling emotionally upset or stressed or irritated. Also best to set it up so there aren't a lot of interruptions and you have a quiet, contained environment for you and your partner to be able to really hear each other with open ears and open heart. So the first step, again, is mirroring. And the listener, one person will be the listener, one person will be the sender. The listener pretty much has to do most of the structural work in the beginning. After the sender basically just says what's on their heart, what's on their mind, keep it sort of short, maybe one or two sentences. Just you can talk about whatever the topic is that's important to you. You can begin by just saying, I would like to talk to you about the situation that's come up that's really concerning me, or maybe a situation that you're thinking about that you're really excited about, or maybe a dream or a vision or hope that you have. It doesn't have to be necessarily a problem. It can be something that's important that you just like to be heard about and have a chance to explore and have your partner sort of emotionally contain you as you talk. So the listener will, after listening for a couple sentences, will then reflect back and say, so you are saying dot, 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 dot. Did I get that right? Or you can use another lead line, which would be, did I get that all right? And then your partner, if you did, will say, yes, you got that. And then if that's the case, then your next statement would be, is there more about that? If your partner says, no, you really missed some of that, then you would say, well, could you please repeat the part that I missed? So the whole goal here is that you don't go forward to the second sentence until you've completely heard accurately the first sentence. So it's one step at a time, and the whole idea is for your partner, who is the sender, to really feel heard. Sometimes partners will say, yes, you actually heard me exactly right, but now that I heard myself saying it out loud, I'd like to restate it, which is fine, because the whole idea of this is not only to provide an emotional holding for your partner to be heard, but allows them a safe place to be able to explore their own thoughts and feelings and sometimes even percolate up some unconscious or some pre-verbal information they didn't even have access to before. So they may have one, two, three, or more drafts until they finally say, yeah, that's what I said. That's really what I want you to hear. So this takes a lot of patience, and it takes some time. So it is not something to be rushed. But just keep in mind that if you have had an experience of a problem coming up again and again and again in the past, it's because the root of the problem has never been addressed. By going through the couple's dialogue, you actually get to the root of the problem, the subterranean issues that are usually much more at work on an unconscious level than what is superficially going on about who left the socks in the dryer too long or some other kind of mundane fight that people get into. So just keep in mind that if you really take the time now to get to the bottom of whatever the issue is, it will not keep coming up again and again and again. So it may take longer on the front end, but in the long run, it'll actually save you time and it'll save you a lot of conflict, and you'll allow yourself to turn potential conflict into an opportunity for connection and intimacy and really feeling like you're getting your partner on a soul level, not just understanding their words. Okay, so the next step is after you have gone through the process of one person talking, one person listening, and mirroring that back, when your partner finally, and you say, is there more about that, and your partner finally says, that's all for now, then you go to the next step. This is a four-step process. Second step is summarize. This is where you pretty much paraphrase, sum up what you've just mirrored. You mirrored the first part using their language as much as possible, pretty detailed, very complete, pretty exact. This is your time now to summarize and paraphrase succinctly what you've just heard. Once you've done that, just check with your partner and say, did I get all that pretty correctly, and they'll probably say, yeah, I really feel heard. If not, then you'll need to, you know, have them re-explain what you've missed. Okay, once that part's done, the third step is validation. And the focus here is respectful understanding. This is not about agreement. This is what makes sense to you about your partner's viewpoint, given his or her personal history. So again, this is not about agreement. This is just about respectfully understanding you both will have a different view, what I call a different movie, about possibly the same situation. So when you're validating, you're really looking at it that it makes sense from your partner's point of view. So you may say something like, it really makes sense that you would really prefer that I come home before 6 o'clock at night for dinner, that it would really make sense that that would make you feel a lot more loved and cared for, that you've prepared a nice dinner and that I've shown up on time. That really makes sense. Or whatever the topic's been, you have to pick out, honestly, the things that your partner said that really do make sense and validate those. So the key phrase to the validation is, what you're saying makes sense because, and then you go from there. And so you may have a number of things. You may say, what you're saying makes sense because, dot, dot, dot. Then you may have another one. You say it again and again until you kind of pretty much cover most of what they've said, key points that make sense to you. This is really important because this is differentiating that you have two different people with two different brains, and you can have respectful disagreement, and that's okay. In fact, that's actually pretty normal that people do see things differently. That doesn't mean anybody's wrong. I really work for the premise that both people are right, but just probably seeing things from a different point of view. Okay, the last phase is called, last step is called empathy. And that the key phrase in that is, I imagine you might be feeling. And this is where you kind of get in the shoes of your partner and imagine best you can what they might be feeling. And these are pretty much using feeling words, not a whole explanation of you might be feeling this because, but strictly one word, feeling words. Like, I would imagine you might be feeling sad or hurt or anxious or misunderstood, loving, supportive. You pretty much can use your intuition, but essentially you're giving it your best guess. And then you need to check with your partner, is that what you're feeling? And then they'll either say, yes, you really got it, or actually, this is what I'm really feeling. So at that point, you have completed the couple's intentional dialogue, one half of it. That's a mirror, summarize, validation, empathy. Then you change roles, and then the listener becomes the sender becomes a listener, and you go through that again. It may be that after you've gone through that once or twice, you may feel like, okay, we really understand each other, and still we have an issue that we have to solve. I would say probably the majority of the time, once you actually achieve complete understanding and really have kind of met on a soul level, most of the disagreements will just dissolve and melt away. But sometimes you're still left with, well, I really wanted to go to the mountains for the vacation, and I really wanted to go to the seashore for the vacation. So now that we really understand why it's so important for each of us from our different point of view, from maybe our other experiences, for a number of reasons, then you still have to come up with how are we going to solve this. But it'll be a lot easier to solve it if you first understand how and why your partner feels as strongly as they do. We could talk more about that next time. If you have any questions, feel free to give me a call. My number is 916-924-8255. Take care. Bye for now.